Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our Radio.com NFL insider, and joining us from former Cleveland Browns GM as well, Michael Lombardi's here. Michael, how you been?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you. How are you?
We're doing well. Looking at this game that the Packers just recently played against Indianapolis, one of the arguments is this team's not beating teams with winning records. Give me your thoughts on the Green Bay Packers kind of from the outside looking in right now.
Well, I mean, look, the defense's concepts are built around stopping the run, something they really struggle to do most of the season. And, you know, when you don't score any points in the second half until the final drive and you're giving up and you don't get any first downs against a team that you're up by two touchdowns on, that's a problem. That's going to keep coming up again. So, look, I think there's the reality of it is the North is not nearly as good as it once was. You know, we know Chicago's good on defense. They have no offense. Minnesota's kind of in a little bit of a rebuilding era, although their offense is outstanding. But and then Detroit is what Detroit typically is. So, you know, I think the concern has to be, if you're a Packer fan, is the overall play of the defense. You know, their inability to really get control of the game because they never can get control of the running game. And, you know, they're able to, if they can't rush the passer, they really can't stop it. I mean, points on the first half, second half possession, the Packers have been 27th. I mean, teams come out at halftime and score on them. You know, and they allowed yards after the catch. They ranked 27th in the National Football League in those categories. So whoever you're playing, those are concerning areas that you've got to get fixed.
The offense, you don't usually see them turn the ball over that much. So the question became, are the Packers a good team that just played a bad game? And turnovers, you've turned the ball over four times. You're hardly ever going to win a ball game. But they still had a shot at the end of that game. So was this a bad team or a good team that played poorly? Or is this a team that continues just to struggle with teams that are 500 or better?
Well, I think they struggle with a certain kind of team. I mean, look, that defensively, I'm not sure what they were doing when you watch it. There are too many easy plays that happen that you know, even Troy Aikman said on the air, like, I'm not sure what they were doing on defense.
Right.
And I'm not sure Troy always knows what they're doing, but I think the two concerns you have in that game, the red zone third down conversions are always a problem, right? Offensively, they rank 30th and 20th in the National Football League. Those are the 4-point plays. Those are the plays that separate you. When you have Aaron Rodgers and you have the ball at the 15-yard line with 42 seconds left to go in the game, right, and whether they have a timeout or not, you're scared to death you're losing that game. Like, I don't want to be the Colts in that situation. And yet they came out of it okay. They throw the 7-yard pass to Tanyan. They miss Tanyan for another pass. They basically don't get enough plays run with the amount of time on the clock. You have 42 seconds in the game there. You're basically thinking, I got six plays. Now, I know I got to get a first down, but I got six plays. If I get a first down, I got six plays, but I got to get the most amount of plays I can in the end zone to win this game and not have it to go to overtime, and they didn't do it. So I think there's issues as you look at it. I think they're a good team. Are they a 13-win team? No. We didn't think they were one last year. I think the right team's going to give them problems.
I look at the Packers going into this postseason, and there is no distinctive NFC team. There's not a team that doesn't have a flaw in some particular sense. There's not a powerhouse. But I think the Packers, with the right matchup, can go deep into the postseason or find themselves in a Super Bowl. It's going to be that matchup of that strong in-the-trenches defensive front against Tampa Bay, against L.A., or against a team like an Indy. But I think L.A. and I think Tampa Bay are the two teams that would probably match up best against them. Do you agree?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you know, the thing is the problems the Rams are going to present is the Rams are going to run the ball on Green Bay, and that's going to be an issue. The Saints will run the ball on Green Bay. That'll be an issue. I always tend to look at it from a coaching standpoint. I think the one thing about the NFC, and I wrote this today for The Athletic, I think we know who the teams are in the NFC. I think we have a pretty good idea of the six teams that are going to go along with the bad team from the East, right? I mean, we know it's going to be one of those bad teams in the East. We know Green Bay is going to represent the North. We know probably two teams will win that will be in the South. The Saints have the two-game lead plus a game. And then there'll be three teams in the West. Now, which matchup do the Packers want to play in the first round that they think they could get off the hook? Is it Seattle? You know, Seattle doesn't really want to run the ball this year. They want to throw it. Is it Arizona? Arizona runs the ball more than you think. Arizona's true ability lies with their quarterback's running skills, and then they throw the ball. They're not a pure passing team. And then, of course, it's, you know, if it's the Giants, Washington, or Dallas, or even Philadelphia, they don't really count as playoff teams. So every team, to me, has a potential risk to the Packers, with the exception of the East.
Now, this matchup coming up on Sunday night against a Bears team, which Bears championship-style defense and offense that I don't even get it half the time. I don't know why they get away from what it is that begins to work, and a team that still can't find themselves a consistent quarterback, a team that I thought was a little bit of a farce with their record early on this season. Tell me about the Bears and your thoughts there.
Well, you know, they benched MVP Mitch. I call him MVP Mitch because everybody was voting for him 2 years ago to be the MVP in the league. And right. Las Vegas had liability on him, so which I never could understand. Mm. You know, he's actually – Trubisky's thrown for more yards per attempt than what Nick Foles has done. Nick Foles is under 6 yards per attempt. He's thrown 10 touchdown passes, 8 interceptions. Nick Foles has played like Nick Foles plays, like a backup quarterback. And Nick Foles has never played 16 games in his entire NFL career. The problems the Bears have is their offensive line is not very good. They don't have any physical toughness with their offensive line. They don't have a running back that they can give the ball to on a consistent basis. They've been trying to give it to Cordell Patterson. He averages less than 3 yards a carry, and he only has 13 yards as a long run. Why would you continue to do that? You know, Bill, when you think about the Bears, you think about a run team, physical. They have 2 rushing touchdowns after 10 games. 2 rushing touchdowns right. after 10 games. They don't have an identity. They've hired a play caller, Matt Nagy, from the Andy Reid tree. All they want to do is throw the ball. All they want to do is throw the ball, but they can't do anything well. They don't throw the ball well enough. Their leading receiver averages 12 yards a catch. They can't make explosive plays down the field. This is a bad offense by scheme, by design, and in the offensive line.
Talking to our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider and former Cleveland Browns GM Michael Lombardi joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You had mentioned the rest of the NFC. Is there a team right now that you feel has the edge? I think, first of all, I think L.A. is an up-and-coming team. I think that they are starting to put it all together. They like to run the ball. If Goff does enough just not to kind of manage the game and just not screw it up, I think they're going to be a really tough out. I like Seattle, but I still think their defense is susceptible. You had mentioned Arizona. But I really like New Orleans, but the Packers have already beaten them. I don't know what they present to the Green Bay Packers that would cause the Packers to really kind of have a matchup nightmare. But talk about some of the other teams in the NFC. Who you think might be that front runner right now?
Well, look, you know, when you have Aaron Rodgers and he's averaging over 8 yards an attempt, you're a front runner. As much as the problems they have, you're as good a front runner as anybody. I mean, the Saints are a good team. I think Taysom Hill came in. He threw for almost 80% completion last week. He was sensational. Alvin Kamara didn't even make a difference in the game. It was Michael Thomas and Taysom Hill. So they're going to be an issue. I think the Rams, you said if the Rams protect Goff, and really the key to the Rams are, last night what you saw was Sean McVay's masterful performance in terms of throwing the quick game, really getting the ball out of Goff's hands quickly so Todd Bowles couldn't pressure him. And took basically the New Orleans Saints game plan and duplicated it. And it made the Bucs defense, which is really pretty good, kind of neutralize them. So that's an issue there. You know, I think the Rams are good, but I think the Rams have to go against a team that can't dominate the front. You know, and that's a hard thing to do. The Saints can pressure Goff. Goff's going to play as well as his protection. I think there's no doubt about that. I think the Saints and the Packers are probably the two best teams along with the Rams. I think that'll be the fight.
Real quick, over in the East, is it just Kansas City and Pittsburgh? Nobody talks about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's the only team without a blemish on their record. And while we kind of mention them, it's almost like it's a throw-in. I still think they're a really, really good team. And the fact that Ben has been feeling it all season long, their defense has been playing lights out. I really like that team. I don't know why they don't get more respect.
I don't know either. But, I mean, they're really good. They have a defense that can rush the passer, and they have an offense that can get the lead. They're really good. The Chiefs are really good, too. The Chiefs can play anyway and win. I mean, you know, they had the ball 22 minutes against the Panthers and scored 30-some points. They had the ball 32 minutes against the Raiders, and they scored 35 points. They do enough to win the game. They know how to play. They can play different styles and win. To me, this is really about who can beat the Chiefs when it comes time for the Super Bowl. The Steelers are one of the few teams that actually, I think, have a chance, too.
Great stuff, as always. I certainly appreciate it, Michael, and we will talk to you again down the road real soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Have a great holiday. There you go. Michael Lombardi, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider and former Cleveland Browns GM, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Our insider calls brought to you by the new Mercedes-Benz vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.